He is the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets, who will select second overall the NHL draft in Buffalo in June. Kevin Cheveldayoff joining Hockey Central at noon. Kevin, first of all, good afternoon. How are you today?
Great, thanks. I'm just here for the cash, though.
You and me both.
Well, then you hang up. You know, okay? Hang up.
Every 2 weeks a paycheck shows up,
wrong
Kevin.
Place.
Someone screams, stop thief. Silver medals are fascinating. When you win them, it doesn't feel like it until years later you look back and you say, that was an accomplishment. How did you feel about Saturday?
Oh, I thought we struck it rich. I don't think that, there was any sense of, I guess I'd be lying. You know what? When you're standing up there and you're the last two guys and you're standing there with Brendan, you know, there's a sense of, hey, we can do this. We can, you know, we got a shot at winning this. So, you know, you have that excitement. But honestly, the emotion, of having the opportunity to draft second for us was fantastic, and we're real excited about that opportunity.
I mean, you just mentioned the emotion of it. I think in your market, it's a challenge, or has been historically a challenge, to get great players by free agency, certainly, and to be able to have access to a great player has got to be such a shot in the arm for the market, for you, for the organization, and for the city, I would think.
Well, it has been just in the short period that I've been back here in Winnipeg from coming back from Toronto, and it has been exciting right from the moment, stepping onto the plane back to Winnipeg. So it's great. I think that, the thing that I'm really excited about and proud of is how we finished the season, 6-2-2 in our last 10. And there's lots of, people that were talking about doing different things and were kind of, what are they doing? And but Paul Maurice and the coaches and certainly the players, they played their hearts out down the stretch, and I think it bodes well when you got a guy like Mark Scheifele that really learned how to lead. Because Brian Little was out, and the role that he got put in, Blake Wheeler, Dustin Byfuglien, wouldn't let the guys quit. He had a lot of positive things for us down the stretch.
So, Kevin, what's the process now? I mean, we all assume that it's either going to be Puljujarvi or it's going to be Line A for you. You have your scouting meetings, I assume, coming up now. What kind of conversations do you have, and when do you think you finally come to a decision of the guy you want, or have you done it and you're just not going to tell us?
Yeah, no. So the good part is that there's still some scouting to be done. Obviously, we had the fortune of seeing Puljujärvi play just down the road from us here in Grand Forks last week at the U18s. Obviously, at that point, you didn't know that it was going to be such a relevant situation for us. But then I'll head over to the World Championships as well and get a chance to see, Liney and Matthews play over there. Again, there's still some scouting to be done. As you mentioned, meetings will happen in short order here. Then you have the draft combines that happen a couple of weeks, at the end of May. So the process, continues on. Obviously, there's an instantaneous level of excitement. Once you come back down to earth in that regard, you understand that, it's business as usual here now.
So you have decided you just won't tell us.
No, I think having decided would be a little bit of a misnomer. I think, as I mentioned before, I think I've seen enough of these players to be just a little bit dangerous, but it really comes down to the scouts who have seen these guys, many, many, many times. And again, we get a chance to see, two guys play again, pour over lots of video, and it'll be an exciting time.
Kevin Cheveldayoff with us, the Winnipeg Jets general manager. They will select second overall at the NHL draft in Buffalo. My history is a little bit shaky. Has Winnipeg ever had a impact Finnish winger who can fill the net at will? Kevin, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's actually Timo and I were in the same draft year. I think Winnipeg fans are just happy they drafted him instead of me. So, he's obviously... It's been amazing, like the impact that Timu had on the city of Winnipeg. Obviously, he came in and took the league by storm with what he did, but the real impact has been how he embraced the community and still how he has so many close ties to Winnipeg. I believe he's coming back to the Heritage Classic game that we're having in fall, and there's a real buzz around that. So again, it's I'm going to have to brush up on my finish there a little bit, but it's an exciting time, to have him back.
Now, I hesitate to ask this question because I think I know the answer, Kevin, but there's already talk about, trades, and would somebody trade the first pick, the second pick, the third pick? And I'm sure you're going to say, look, we're open to listen to anything. But In realistic terms, aren't these awfully hard draft positions to trade?
Yeah, you know, again, you leave yourself that opening, I guess, at some point in time to say, you know, that nothing's ever certain in this world. But for us, you know, the opportunity to get a young player like this that fits in, you know, with what we're trying to get accomplished, a player that can play with, you know, Nikolaj Ehlers, Mark Scheifele, Jacob Trouba, Blake Wheeler, Kyle Connors, you know, coming onto the scene now as a pro, you know, again, having an ability to have another player come in, you know, come into our system like that fits is an important thing.
You mentioned Kyle Connor, and that's an interesting one. 1 year at Michigan, and he's out. I mean, he's another player that shot the lights out for Red Berenson's squad. In your mind, and I know the general managers want to hand someone a position,
Yeah. How
close is he to playing in the NHL?
Well, so that, you know, Jacob Trouba did the same thing in Michigan and came out after 1 year. And, you know, he had the ability to go play in the World Championships. And so we went over there and watched him, and we really made kind of our assessments with, you know, with that. And it was very, very apparent very early that Jacob was ready to play at the National Hockey League level when I went over and watched him in the World Championships. So I was already scheduled to go over and watch Kyle play. And, you know, to kind of get that assessment and see where it's at. And you know, so now it'll be kind of dual-fold and, you know, be able to watch Kyle and obviously watch Liney and Matthews play as well.
Kevin, beyond the draft and the pick you're going to have at number two, where do you think you have to do your most work for your roster next year?
You know, I sat down with Paul Maurice this morning here. We went over quite a bit of stuff and, you know, again, there's still some uncertainties. As you mentioned, you know, does a Kyle Connor, you know, stick or not? You know, obviously he's the only one that can make that determination by how he plays. And, you know, the opportunity to add another player at this caliber, you know, with pick is, you know, it'll be interesting as well. But, you know, we still think there's, you know, some opportunities if we can grab another forward somewhere. You know, we have a chance to strengthen ourselves now. We had an opportunity to see a lot of our young guys play down the stretch, which was really exciting. Brendan Lemieux is turning pro. Brandon Tanev had an exceptional, you know, stint at, you know, the 5 or 6 games that he played with us when we signed him out of college. You know, played really, really well. There's a lot of competition, and one thing we've been striving to do since, you know, when we took over the organization is get the roster to a point where there's competition as opposed to just acclimation. And, you know, we're getting there. We're not there yet by any stretch. And one thing that should be emphasized, as we've seen time and time again here, one player doesn't just transform a franchise. You know, Connor McDavid obviously has done some great things in Edmonton, but, you know, you need a surrounding cast, and we're still building on that. We've got a second first-round pick that we'll put a lot of focus on as well, and with potentially some options, you know, maybe on the trade side or maybe on the, you know, the draft side, which, you know, that still remains to be seen. But we've got Jack Roslovich playing in college, who was our first rounder last year, you know, their second first rounder. So again, there's some exciting things here, some exciting options. And, you know, Connor Hellebuck is another, you know, young player that, you know, on the goaltending side that has created a lot of excitement.
You beat me to the punch on your second pick, your second first rounder. That's locked in at number 22 now, with Chicago getting knocked out of the playoffs. The deal for Andrew Ladd.
Yeah.
That was an agonizing decision for the Jets, but now you end up with that other pick. I mean, it's got to feel better today than it did at the time you had to make the decision to trade Ladd.
Yeah, you know, it's still, you know, again, there's the personal side of things, and then there's the professional side of things. And Andrew's a real, you know, a great person. And, you know, for me, you know, obviously I was part of a small part of winning a championship and, you know, watching, you know, him as a player in 2010 with the Blackhawks. So, you know, I obviously, and have been around him for, you know, for 5+ years here with the Jets. So, again, those are tough decisions, but, you know, that's kind of part of the business as well.
We spoke to Brian Burke on Saturday during the Islanders' Tampa Bay Lightning game and said, you know, how quickly do you expect offers to come in once the lottery balls have fallen and everyone knows who they're drafting in the top 14? He said about 10 minutes. How quickly did you start to get phone calls and texts about number two?
You know, I honestly haven't gotten one yet on number two. I think, you know, we've been pretty open that we're excited about the prospects of drafting here. You know, again, I couldn't even tell you what it would take for me to stop considering drafting someone at number two here. So, you know, like I say, I'm not here to try and create intrigue and say that, you know, the pick is available. Like I say, there's no certainties in this world. But you know, if you're a betting person, you know, bet on us picking it too.
With the changes that are obvious and that you've talked about, including the second pick, does that keep you out of free agency? Does that tell you that you don't have to spend too much money?
Not at all. Actually, we had our pro scouting meetings a couple of days ago prior to going into the lottery, and you know, we looked at a lot of different scenarios there, and if there's an opportunity for someone that fits, you know, I certainly you know, look at doing that. And it's never been a state of mind of ours to say we're not going to look at free agency. You know, we were real fortunate to you know, to be able to you know, go into free agency when you know, there was the opportunity to get Matty Perreault, and we felt it fit, and it was a good fit for us, and so that signing has worked out real well. But you know, again, it takes two people to you know, to kind of come together and a fit for both sides. So we'll explore a lot of options, and we'll see if there's a match on both sides.
Kevin, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming most of the time you think of yourself as one of 30 teams, but on occasion you must think of yourself as one of seven Canadian teams. All seven Canadian teams missed the playoffs. Now five of the top six picks in the draft are going to Canadian teams. This has got to be good news for Canada, not just the Jets, but the other team, because this year was difficult for everybody.
Well, I think the ultimate goal for everybody here is to win a championship. You know, certainly in the 30 teams, but in the seven teams in Canada, you want to bring that cup back to you know, Canada, and I want to bring it to Winnipeg. So that's what you're focused on. And at different points in time, you have to take different paths to get there. And, you know, at the end of this playoffs, as good as some teams have been, you know, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people that they didn't get that chance to fulfill that goal. So that's my day-to-day focus, is understanding that, you know, sometimes things don't go exactly how you'd, you know, like them on a day-to-day basis, and that's the wins and the losses. But the reality is you have to, you know, have a path of trying to ultimately win that championship, and that's what we've been focused on. So I think for the Canadian teams, if there's any solace for the Canadian fans, is that everybody is going to get a good player, whether it's the opportunity to, like us, that you know, we won the lottery in our minds to pick number two. There, you know, we were focusing on taking a player at six, and we felt there were some really good options there as well.